take on their longest standing rival, the Detroit Red Wings, here at the United Center on a night that is sure to find its place in the annals of Chicago sports history. Hall of Fame defenseman Chris Chelios' number 7 was retired to the Raptors, and Patrick Kane is going to be welcomed back to the place he once called home. Down to center ice we go. Dickinson and Larkin set to face off. Hawks and Wings, same as it ever was, folks, about to begin. Drop of the puck, this one's underway, and Larkin wins the draw. Fabry grabs the puck, carries into the Hawks zone, drops it to Sprong along the left board. Head the slot, Fisher back to Sprong, fires, he scores! A penalty was going to be called here to the Hawks, and Daniel Sprong snapped one from the left circle past Peter Mrazek, and the Red Wings take a 1-0 lead with 40 seconds left.
Patrick Kane takes a stride out to the middle of the ice to acknowledge the fans here at the United Center. Stick raised over the Indian head at center ice. Boy, what a special moment for the fans here at the United Center, and a real special moment for Patrick Kane, who's getting a little emotional.
You hear this crowd roaring. The United Center is completely full, folks. Fabry grabs the puck, carries into the Hawks zone, drops it to Sprong along the left boards. Head the slot, Fisher back to Sprong, fires, he scores! A penalty was going to be called here to the Hawks, and Daniel Sprong snapped one from the left circle past Peter Mrazek, and the Red Wings take a 1-0 lead with 40 seconds left in period one. Donato pokes at the center ice, would have had a breakaway had he been able to control it. Now Korchinski with a new stick, got it ahead, Reese Johnson over the Red Wing line, he'll fire, and it's turned away, loose puck in front, they score! Mackenzie Entwistle, standing between the circles, was the recipient of a pass from behind the net, and he had a near empty net to shoot at, and he didn't miss. We are tied at once. A nice play to keep it alive, got the puck right point, Kershaw. To the line, Seth Jones, over to Bedard, top of the left circle, he fires, he scores! Connor Bedard, let it rip from the top of the left wing circle, I believe this hit Reimer in the mask, and went through his legs into the Red Wing net, it's a power play goal!
I think the shot goes off the crossbar, and it hits Reimer in the back.
Hawks 1-for-1 on the Citco power play.
This might have gone off the stick of Nick Foligno. Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
It. So it's Foligno, bada boom, bada bing. And the Blackhawks take a 2-1 lead. Gustav Pierre carrying to his blue line, dropping it off to Patrick Kane through center ice. Did a brink it over the Hawk line, down the right wing with a toe drag and a shot. I believe that hit Vlasic. Then a shot from the corner by DeBrincat. He scores from below the goal line. Alex DeBrincat fires this one off of, I believe, the back of Peter Mrazek and into the Hawk net. And he has tied this game at 2. Guess what, folks? We're going to overtime. And this is showtime for Patrick Kane. 60 minutes have come and gone. The Hawks and Red Wings locked up at 2. Over the Red Wing line. Drop past Jones. High slot. Moving in. Jones right circle. Fires! Big save made by Reimer. Now a pass out of the ring zone by DeBrincat to Kane in overtime for the win over the Hawk line on the slot. Shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane, the former Blackhawk, coming back to the United Center, winning this game in overtime for the Detroit Red Wings. 3-2 is the final score, and what an exciting end to an exciting evening as Patrick Kane is welcomed back to the United Center by the fans he adored for so long, only to break their hearts with an overtime goal. Yeah.